Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for Christmas Eve 2023. Are you listening? I bet you're not there. All these things get in the way. These celebrations that we have, they're tribal, to say the least, and so I understand. But hopefully, I'll be able to share this with you at some point in your life, because Jim from Canada, has written me, and I'm very, very grateful that he did. It's very kind of him, and he goes into this insight that I offered months ago on there is no self. Not like we would like to believe is a self that is predisposed to any kind of spiritual insight. Not at all. We have this human being, this animal that we live with and live as, and we make it the sum and substance of our life. So when we get down to it, the whole idea of a self is something that is born out of genetics, biology, DNA, and we give it a name when it is born. And mine was Greg and his was Jim. And he asked, how should I live with the self of me as you talk about in your podcasts? And then he refers to a commentary that I wrote about the self, and I'm grateful, Jim, that you took the time to really read that. What is the self? Okay, that is the whole idea. It is genetic. It is biological. If you read Robert Sapolsky's work, Determined, if you read Behave by Robert Sapolsky, you will understand the biology of it. It's kind of hard to get through, but you can read it, and it is insightful, to say the least. You listen to Vahari on Sapiens and Homo Deus, and you have something very special there, extremely special. But this doesn't seem to change people much, their insights or the lack thereof, or have any sense of what is beyond their opinions. You have to understand, when you and I do not live in the self that has been kind of made up through genetics and DNA and all that other good stuff, you will find that everything reveals itself in your life. You will begin to see the form of your life and the form of what is beyond your genetics and your DNA. And when you start to realize that form, you will also realize the providence of your being, what you're here for, why you're here. You will see how you act and interact and could go off the deep end, assuming that what you believe in or what you think or what you want is true. Just that simple. Is it true? So the thing to begin to look at inside yourself is stillness. If you want to learn how to live with the beingness of you, the true authentic part of you, you will have to give up this idea of a self that is impulsive, that is rampant with ignorance and willfulness. And once you begin to understand that this does not give you the insight of form and the function of love, the function of presence, then you will start to realize in the next moment what it means to have a livingness that is beyond the form of ego, vanity, and pride. And that is very, very important. You'll start to learn how to live in your essence. The essence of you is love. The essence of you is compassion. The true essence of you is a form called, we would call it here on earth, goodness. That is your true form. But when we are busy trying to get what we want and dissolve our form into the function of survival, we miss the meaning of our life. We miss the substance of our living totally. So The object of the game of how do you live with the self, as you put it, is to realize it does not exist, that you exist beyond the form that your mind has given you about who you think you are. Do you have to live the rest of your life and in many future lives in who you merely think that you are? Can you not discover the source of your existence as love? The source of your existence through consciousness? Can you not do that? Of course you can, but the question is, will you? And most people won't. 99 and 9/10 of the people find it much more interesting, much more, shall we say, entertaining to develop a self and then live in that self as a compensation for everything that they do that makes them believe that they're a person, the person they think they want to be. If you ask someone just off the street, what is your personage? What are you doing? Why are you here? What is the person of you? They would think you crazy because they don't go there with that. They can't really recognize that. That is not something that is viable to them. So what they do basically is they conjure up in their mind the kind of person they really are, the self of them. And they make it always much better than what it really is, or they make it look like they're victim of their parents or something like that. And in living in that manner and living in such a way, a great sorrow begins to brew up within them. They don't know. They're calling their unconscious minds into activity. And in these unconscious mind activities, we render ourselves useless, unhappy, mean-spirited. We don't see who we really are because we think that who we are is, you know, something we can control. Not true. The object of the game here, Jim, if I may say it, is to find out what we are, not who we are. The what of me and thee has nothing to do with who we think we are. You are that. You are that which cannot be defined and spoken of. You're that which is beyond the concepts of belief, of right and wrong, good and bad, all of that. It's beyond the beyond, as it were. So when you start thinking in terms of the meaning of your life, then you will start to learn, if you're willing, the significance of your life. What is the significance of your life? Have you realized any real significance that goes beyond the idea of what, in my case, Gregory can think of, Gregory can believe in, Gregory imagines? Can I live into something that is without form? And when I put form to Gregory, when I make Gregory a form, when you make Jim a form, you lose the meaning, the significance, the essence of what it means to live. So you're going to have to develop consciousness. You're going to have to develop a sense of consciousness. And to do that, of course, Jim, you're going to have to learn to meditate, to find those gaps, those pauses between your thoughts, between your words, between everything, just to find the gap and the pause in there. If you're willing to do that, if you are willing to see and realize beyond the idea of restoring your ego all the time to its rightful place as the means of your living, that's when something amazing can happen to you. You have to want nothing with all of your heart. And that's basically what it's all about. That's not something that most people enjoy or can think of. Don't give form to you, and you will find you are formless. You will find love within you. You will find that which is eternal. I hope that helped you. I really do. Hope you have a beautiful Christmas, all of you. And I'll be back on the air, believe it or not, tomorrow. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.